T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve's Head of the Morning now, 6:46 here on this Thursday, March 26th. Three big things.
Three.
Governor declares disaster as big wildfire burns southwest of Medicine Lodge in south central Kansas.
Two.
Third virus death recorded in Kansas, 126 confirmed cases in the state.
One.
Senate passes $2 trillion pandemic relief package. Now it goes to the House of Representatives. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in the Wichita area unsettled out there, but at that very low end here in the Wichita area, wow, $1.69 a gallon. I spotted that 55th Street South and Broadway, also at 47th Street South and Hydraulic. Traffic, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Patchy morning fog, then mostly sunny today with a high of 71 degrees. 20% chance for showers and storms tonight, the overnight low 52. Friday, mostly cloudy with a high of 65. Now partly cloudy, west wind at 10 miles per hour and 53 degrees. With VoxLink, you can take your office phone home, plug it in, and you're good to go, just like you're at the office. Call 844-VOXLINK. That's 844-869-5465. You know, just a reminder that listening to KNSS is easy. Find us on FM at 98.7 and AM at 1330. But you can also listen online at knssradio.com through the radio.com app. Stay connected with Steve and Ted and KNSS.
Definitely so.
It's a great idea.
You know, just in the past week, I've run into a couple of people that don't know we're on the FM dial.
Really?
Yep. Even though we say our call letters, what, about 100 times every morning?
Well, yeah. But
somebody said, you're having trouble with your AM signal. I said, we're loud and clear on the FM. What?
That's amazing.
Said, we're on FM. We're on AM and FM. Huh. And the internet. And streaming.
Yeah. We're everywhere.
She's
got some people, I guess, haven't found us. Now they have. Thanks,
well,
Ted.
Well, let's hope.
Let's hope. Research is being done on the blood of recovered coronavirus patients.
This is House Call for Health. Across the globe, research is being done at a feverish pace on treatments and vaccines for the coronavirus. Today, we'll focus on one of them, an attempt to take advantage of patients who have recovered from the disease to help those currently fighting the illness. In New York, the epicenter of the outbreak in the U.S., researchers are taking blood from COVID-19 patients who are feeling better. They're separating out the red and white blood cells and the platelets and working with what's left, the plasma. They're isolating and harvesting antibodies developed by the formerly sick people and injecting them into currently infected patients. That, it is hoped, will jumpstart the virus-fighting response. The idea of using antibodies in plasma dates back to the 1918 flu pandemic. The FDA has given permission to begin this therapy plan as soon as it's ready. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Well, stocks scored their first back-to-back gains Wednesday since a brutal sell-off began 5 weeks ago, but much of an early rally faded late in the day as a last-minute dispute threatened to hold up that $2 trillion economic rescue package in Congress. The S&P rose 1.2%, bringing its two-day gain to 10.6%. The Dow rose 495 points. It had been up more than 1,300 points before the rally faded. NASDAQ dropped 33 points. 6:50 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Vacation homes and retirement, heaven or H-E-V-E-N. Double hockey sticks. Don Grant.
I was going to say that.
Sorry, Don. Sorry.
Well, you know, you know how these things go. I spent the summers, my summers as a kid up at Lake Tahoe in California. We were the true DIY pioneers. I mean, we spent two summers physically building the family vacation home. When I say physically, that meant that we dug the footings by hand. We framed, wired, plumbed, and finished it with our own labor. I remember how my brother and I had ropes tied around our waists as we applied shakes to that 12 and 12 pitch roof with a 50-foot drop below. It was pretty stupid. But I was a teenager, you know.
You guys.
Something. Anyway, and I walked 10 miles to school in the snow, barefoot, uphills both ways.
That's right.
You know. Anyway, we still have that house. And my 92-year-old mom can only do so much of the maintenance herself, so it's up to us kids to keep the place in shape. It's not really a problem, yet for many, particularly retirees, the family vacation home becomes a nightmare. Some retirees may have staked their claim to a vacation home with full intention of selling the primary home, then retiring to that second house. But many have found other more enjoyable locales for their retirement, or maybe healthcare facilities are not close to that secluded Montana cabin. Perhaps a vacation home has become the primary destination for kids and grandkids, and they expect grandma and grandpa to continue with the upkeep, taxes, insurance, and keeping that boat tuned up. Well, that's a lot of pressure to not keep the place, even though it's a financial drain and someplace that you might not enjoy so much. If the second house is not a drivable distance from a primary residence, you may be forced to pay others for upkeep, and some may resent those bills if they're not using the place as much as they used to. If you have a place, do a regular pros and con evaluation. Number one, do you use it? Do you really use it? Will you really use it in the future? Can you afford it for the amount that you use it? Is it really worth it if the kids are the only ones using it? And number five, does it bring you and your spouse joy? Only you know those answers. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
How you doing with 6-foot separation and staying home, Don?
Well, I do like the studio. We're good six.
I think we're 6 feet.
Good 7 feet until Ted walks in. Now he's only 2 and 3, 4 feet from me, you know. But
I'll stand back here. Back over there. Yeah.
Kitchen extension
this
for
is
you,
good
Mike.
Radio.
There you go. Got a little echo there. You office physically somewhere. Right?
We do office physically, and much of our staff is working remotely, and we don't have any face to face with our client temporarily. We'll come down and do a curbside signature if we need it, and notary will come down, and
there you go.
And we are washing off doorknobs probably every hour and a half.
No kidding.
Even though it's a handful of us, and we all sit down and share where we've been and what we've been doing to make sure that, you know, and then we're pretty much sequestered to our own little offices. I mean, there's a little bit of interaction, but nobody's really getting close, you know.
A lot of retailers not being able to do any of that. And
we're
going to be talking with somebody who's been in a small business in Wichita for a long time. Coming up in the 8 o'clock hour this morning, we're going to talk with Jack Kellogg, Half Man Jack.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, I mean, his family goes back in small business for a couple of generations in Wichita. So we're going to talk with Half Man coming up around 8:10 this morning with Stephen Ed. Get his slant on what's going on.
Yeah, and of course, that's a good point of view.
If you got something you want to do this weekend, how about the Starlight Drive-In?
Huh? Well, that's an idea.
Yeah. Friday the 27th through Sunday the 29th, they're showing Bloodshot. PG-13 at 8:05 p.m.
Nice.
With Fantasy Island, PG-13 at 10 p.m. I guess it's the first night. The next night, one of the nights, it's Onward PG at 8:15 p.m. I still believe PG at 10 p.m. Anyway, you can find out more
about
that.
And you don't have to reach out and put the speaker in your car. You tune it into your radio, right?
The concession stand will not be open, but bathrooms are open through the outside entrances. So that's the Starlight. I haven't been to a drive-in
in
years.
That's a great idea. That's a really great idea.
Today is, of course, National Spinach Day. Reminding us of the health benefits packed into these leafy green vegetables. Not only are they delicious, but it's also incredibly good for you.
I'm an oddball.
It's an annual plant, and spinach grows natively where? Central and southwestern Asia.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm one of those weirdos. I like it raw, but I don't like it cooked.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I'll have a spinach salad, you know.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you guys, so you get some input here. Ted, are you a spinach fan, Ted? I know that.
I'm same as Don. Hmm? I like it. I like the spinach salad, but I don't like it cooked.
Can you open a can with your pipe?
Mac can.
talking about
Popeye, didn't he open it with his pipe?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he could. He could, or his teeth
or something.
Oh, yeah, he could squeeze it with his armpit in the can.
Right,
open.
I mean,
the guy,
open. Yeah.
Popeye was, you know, he's a. And I watched that when I was growing up, and by gosh, I ate a lot of spinach when I was a kid. And basically, didn't get big muscles. Mostly got diarrhea. But it is. No, I
Thanks
do.
Thanks for sharing that.
I am a spinach fan. I like spinach, and I will eat it. And love Popeye.
It reminds
too.
Me of the Curb Your Enthusiasm diarrhea episode that just aired this season.
Don't want to hear about that.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. 6:55
Thanks,
now.
Don.
Thank you, Don. See you, Ted.
Let's get separated here, okay?
Okay.
Let's get separated.
Quit licking on me.
All right. Coming up here at 7 o'clock hour, top of the hour of the news with Steve and Ted. Senate passes pandemic relief package. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.